The understanding of Shelley is very good.
It's a big one.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think it's the same thing.
Better?
So tonight's the sugya is very much a shaila. It's a shaila that comes up fairly often. I actually have the shaila myself just not a little bit long ago, so it's a little bit on my mind. So I thought we'd talk about it a little bit. Sometimes you have a situation that arises of machom chola. Sometimes you reach the point of a chola sheyesh b'sakana, somebody whose life is potentially in danger. One need not be certain that's a chola sheyesh b'sakana, even if one is even slightly concerned. A very, very small risk, but that's also considered to be a suffix sakana. And therefore, one would be permitted to be Mechal Shabbos and do other kinds of Yisur, whenever is necessary to take care of the Chola. Nevertheless, there are certain limitations as to what one can do and how one should do it, if at all possible. And that's really the Shabbos that we want to talk about today. One of the particular acts of Chol Shabbos that very often becomes necessary in today's world is using a phone. So very often this is true for a doctor, very often even for a regular person. So I had the Shabbos a couple of weeks ago, I had to be on the phone on Shabbos, it was a potential Shabbos. So the question is, what do you have to do in terms of making any possible phone calls? Is a person obligated to do things with called Kaliachayat? How does one practically do that? Are you supposed to do things in an abnormal fashion? Is it really necessary to do it in that way? What are the parameters of this halacha? So we try to understand the sugi lumnus and try to see what some of the practical applications are. So the sugi begins with the first Gemara Mekobos. It's the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, and of course, Chavches of the days. The Gemara tells us, Lasiya the Tanur Rabbanan, that there is a Brice that teaches us. He's talking about a woman who's in labor. So Chazal considered a woman who's in labor to be a potential pikuach nefesh, and therefore whatever is necessary for the woman is permissible to be done. So one of the things that's necessary is tzrichel ner. Sometimes you need a candle, you need light, you have to see. So the Gemara tells us that if you have to see, it's necessary medically to have light, then chavetam adlechas ner, then you're permitted to light a candle on our behalf. The Gemara actually questions this line of the Braisa, but that's pshita. It's obvious. I don't need a Braisa tucked away in Shabbos, kuf chav ches, to tell me that pikuach nefesh is mutter. The Mishnayis, the Mishnayis, the Mishnayis, the human, the Shabbos, the Shas, that teaches the halacha of pikuach nefesh is mutter. So if the doctor says he needs a light to see, otherwise the concern, somebody chalila may get, may die, so then obviously you're allowed to do it. So why don't need the Braisa tell it to me? So the Gemara actually has an interesting point, which is very, very relevant to halacha lemaisa, not particularly our sugya, but we're important in terms of pikuach nefesh. The Gemara says that even though we don't really need the light, but the woman who's giving birth happens to be a sumer, she's blind, and she thinks we need the light. So we don't really need it, but she thinks that we need it. So the Gemara says you're allowed to light the candle, and you're allowed to mamash do malacha deraisa to calm the person down. Because when a person is in a state of pikuach nefesh, so even their emotional state could potentially exacerbate the medical situation. And that's also viewed through the eyes of pikuach nefesh. That's a very, very important piece of information that permits us to do certain things, requires us to do certain things on behalf of cholim, even though the cholim may not necessarily actually need it. But if they really think that they need it and they're nervous about it, they're upset the whole equilibrium, so that can also be part of a cheshbon in terms of pikuach nefesh. That's not really asking you for now. But right?
You can just say, fine, we'll do it.
Okay, I guess.
It shows, no, but it shows that the
degree
that, you know, that it's
mutter,
even though there's a way out.
Okay, baby, okay, so we'll have to see what the parameters of the way out are. So the second part of the thing is really the part that we want to focus on. The Bryce continues, we have a tricha l'shemen. What if we need oil? So the doctors, the midwives say that we need some lubricant, we need some oil. So the only oil that's around happens to be outside of the area. So what do you do? So then the way to transport the oil is rather than carry a jug of oil, you should pour some oil, go outside with the oil sitting in the street, go pour the oil onto your hands, and now carry the oil in your hands. Why should you do it that way? So presumably because that's an abnormal way of carrying. Normally when you carry oil, you carry it in a jug, carry the pach shemen. You don't carry oil on your hands. But the Gemara's not even talking about that option. Now, let's say I'm serious of olives. I mean, it probably would take a little while to get olive oil.
Is it no limitation?
No, so we're giving you gradations. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. No, it doesn't matter which malach it is. Malach the rice, it doesn't matter which malach it is. But whatever malach, it doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference. So we're going to violate the malach of calorie. That's not a question. Need the oil. Doctor says need the oil. Need the oil. So we have to get the oil. So the question is, how do we transport that oil? The Gemara says the optimal way of doing it is viad. The main specific viad, what if it's not enough? You need a lot of oil and only have two hands. So how do you do it? Mevia basara. The Gemara says another interesting way of carrying it in an abnormal fashion is that you put it in your hair. Again, we're not commenting on the Saturday, whatever the other issues involved in the Shaila, but the Mice Gemara says pour some of the oil into your hair and carry it through the hair. So that's considered to be an abnormal method of carrying. That's also a good idea. Because not only has a technical issue about how you can get the oil out of your hair, you have to be soaking the oil. You have to squeeze the hair out. So is that called a malacha? You may be trying to save yourself one malacha and look at another malacha. Again, that's also not a topic. Then the Gemara continues. In Eno Civic Masara, what if you don't have any hair, so you can't transport the oil in your hair? What do you do? So the veil of a clean, that if your mom, your mom is stuck, all else fails, never, you got to carry a pachshon, you got to carry the jug of oil and do your best. So it is clear from the Gemara that we are bending over backwards to try to avoid Chol Shabbos. We're going to do some degree of Chol Shabbos. Even malachas that are done in abnormal fashions are Chol Shabbos. If I write with my left hand, that's called Chol Shabbos. If I turn on the light in my elbow, that's called Chol Shabbos. But since it's done, that's only Chol Shabbos Mederabon. It's not Chol Shabbos Mederaisa. Whenever I do something, we spoke a little bit about this in Kalaboka this morning. Whenever I do things in an abnormal fashion, that can never be more than just a bit of fun. Yeah, I guess, well, the Gemara is talking about lighting a candle. I guess the Gemara couldn't figure out a way to practically light a candle, to light a fire. This would be hard to do. But in a chanam, if you have a way of doing it, you have to do that as well. So it's clear from the Gemara that even though this Yoledes is a Cholashesh for Sagana, if she's not a Cholashesh for Sagana, then we wouldn't be committing to lighting candles. We wouldn't permit any of this kind of stuff. So we clearly have met the threshold of Cholashesh for Sagana. The Alpha Pichain, nevertheless, if and when we're able to do it, we are going to bend over backwards literally to try to do it in an abnormal manner, thereby mitigating the Chol Shabbos rather than being deraisa. It's only going to be a violation of the Rabban. So we take a look at the second of the Mamakamos. So the Magid Mishnah has the following comment on the Rambam. The Kotev Rambanza, he's quoting from the Rambam. Rambam wrote a sefer called Sefer Torah Sa'adam, which is literally what it sounds like. Everything you want to know about a person. It tells you about being born, getting sick and dying, and all of Abba and everything. Life cycle from beginning to end and then some. So in the sefer Torah Sa'adam, the Rambam writes, the Shamina Mina that we can derive from this Gemara. The Chol Tzarchi Chola. Anytime you have to take care of the needs of a Chola, Afa Pishyesh Bechali Sekorah, even though he's a Chola Shyesh Bechali. If we could do a malacha in an abnormal fashion, that Shabbos won't be violated on love of their eyes. Again, it doesn't mean doing things kalechiyat is mutter under normal circumstances, but in a way that it will only be a derabban and mishanin, you're obligated to do so, and you're not permitted to carry in a normal fashion, you wouldn't be permitted to do any malacha in a normal fashion. But now the Ramban puts the brakes on it. Don't forget the Ramban was not just a rabbi, he was also a doctor. The Ramban, like the Rambam, the Ramban writes, be careful. He says, what if you're dilly-dallying and praying around and carrying the oil in your hair and in your back of your palm and all these kind of crazy things? In the interim, Chalila, someone's going to die in the process. So the Ramban says, Chalila, Chalila. Then obviously you're not permitted to be Mishana. So the idea of being Mishana is important. You're supposed to aim for that. If it's possible, it's impossible, it's impossible. If it's possible, you have to aim for it. But don't forget, says the Rabban, Then the Ramban brings another raya, a little bit more of a complicated raya to the same idea. We're going to leave out the other raya, but the thrust of the Ramban is pretty straightforward. He just saw the Gemara and just basically quoted the Gemara, but did more than that. The Ramban didn't just quote the Gemara. The Ramban extrapolated. The Ramban extended what appears in the Gemara, the sugya of Yoledes, and he extrapolated to a regular choyle. That was the jump. That was the breakthrough of the Ramban. And you may be wondering, well, what's the great breakthrough? What's the great extrapolation? If Yoledes is an example of a chola sheyesh b'sakana, what's the difference when we're dealing with a Yoledes or dealing with any other kind of a chola? But that's the breakthrough of the Ramban. That's the chiddush of the Ramban. And now the Maharishi continues in the fifth line, the middle of the line, it'll be Lashon Rabbeinu Zal. From the Ramban, it wouldn't appear this way. From the Rambam, it would not appear this way. How did the Magidish know this from the Rambam? Because the Rambam only quotes this requirement of Shinoi specifically by Yoledes, and he in fact does not mention it in the Sugya of Chola. The Rambam talks about the Dim of Chola and Shabbos, and he talks about the Dim of Yoledes and Shabbos, and goes through every single detail of both of those categories. And then, by the way, the Rambam says, when you're dealing with Yoledes, make sure to do things abnormal. Implying that a chola, other kinds of chola, that other kind of chol sheish b'sakana, this requirement doesn't exist. So unlike the Ramban who made that jump, made that leap of faith, the Rambam seems to deny it. The chola, the Rambam is very, very difficult because the marashach. If you really believe that you have to do this for cholim, so then what difference between a yoledes and a chola? If you think somehow this is not necessary, then why did the Gemara insist on it by yoledes? So the Magadishti continues. Miloshin Rabbeinu Zalman, let's go back for a moment. Ain't chol sheish b'sakana b'chala shinui. Ela hachaya, only a chayav is the yoledes, is required to do this. V'zeh shekos v'reyu b'sakana s'fashos, v'lo hizkir ha-shinui b'chol sheish b'sakana. Because of Lamala, rather, earlier when the Rambam talks about other kinds of cholim, klolo sheldov, the Rambam says the general rule is, Shabbos t'gabi chol sheish b'sakana, ha-reyu k'chol b'chol ha-dvarim. The Rambam makes a sweeping statement. He says, Shabbos, when you're dealing with the chayla, is Tuesday. That's what Ramzah, the rape of chol, the chol is bar. Whatever's necessary to take care of the chayla, it's kichol. On chol, I don't make telephone calls with the back of my elbow. On chol, I don't carry oil with the back of my, on top of my head. On chol, I do things in a normal manner. So if the Rambam's telling you that chayla, Shabbos is like chol, the chol advarim, so then the Rambam is clearly teaching us that there's no need to be mishana. But by Yoledes, so you have to be mishana. So what's the difference? So comes the Magamish and finally gives the break. What the reason is, what the rationale is, according to the Rambam. The Tama Zanira says the Magamish appears the following reason. Giving birth is natural. When you hear about a woman giving birth, you don't think, oh, yeah, yeah, she's a chol sheish b'sakana. We know it's dangerous. We know that potentially, chalila, something could go wrong in childbirth, but it's kachi daka shalom. It's not something out of the ordinary. He says, Baruch Hashem, 1 out of 1,000, hopefully less than 1 out of 1,000. Most people don't die from giving birth. Therefore, the Magmish is a fascinating phrase. Ulefikach, hechmiru l'shanos b'mokom she'efshar, v'lo hechmiru b'choyle. Says the Magmishna, therefore, hechmiru l'osh and rabbin. It doesn't mean the Torah. If the Magmish meant the Torah, it would have said, hechmiru ha-Torah, l'osh and the keva. Hechmiru means chazam. Rabbis, the rabbonim, will machmir by yoledes to insist on doing a shinui. What is the Magamishna teaching us? The following itself. Minat Torah, yoledes is a full-fledged chol sheyesh b'sakana. Minat Torah, there's one definition of chol sheyesh b'sakana, namely, if there's a risk to life, if it's a crazy 1 in 10 billion chances, that's not even a risk, that's not even a suffix. But if there's a legitimate medical concern, if there's a chalila, maybe a risk to life, that meets the criteria of a chai b'hem, that's called the chol sheyesh b'sakana. Chazal looked at women who were in labor, and they said women in labor meet those criteria. The woman in labor is a chol sheyesh b'sakana min haTorah. Therefore, min haTorah, it's the same for her like any other chol. There's no difference between the person who's having a heart attack and the person giving birth. It's all the same in the Raisa. Those are both examples of chol sheyesh b'sakana. However, Chazal realized that they're not quite identical. Although min haTorah, a yoledes meets the threshold of chol sheyesh b'sakana, it doesn't look right. A yoledes doesn't give off that impression of a real bona fide chol. Haraya, Baruch Hashem, 999 women give birth, nothing happens. So it's not really a chola lefi ra'isei neinu. Again, min haTorah it is, and therefore it's permissible to chol Shabbos at the Raisa. But since it has that aspect of a Dover Tivi, the very unlikely kind of a risk, therefore Chazal were insistent that if you're able to, again, if it's going to impact negatively on the care of the Oledes, and you're not going to chalid, you may put a life further at risk, then you don't do this. But if you're able to, then you have to be Mishana. If you're able to, midrabbanon lechatchila, hein tiknu, hechmiru, hechmiru Chazal, to insist on doing Mishinoi. They only instituted this chi of the rabbanon of doing Mishinoi only for Oledes. They never instituted it for a real bona fide chayla. So it comes out a major machlokes in Rambam and the Rabban. What's that take on Kelei HaChayal when we're dealing with Cholim and Shabbos? Do we take the approach like the Ramban that any and every time, whenever you have a hetzer to Kelei HaNefesh, just do a Kelei HaChayal? If you can, if there's no delay, no risk, just do a Kelei HaChayal and finished. Do we take that approach? That's the Ramban's approach. That you're led, that's Cholim, that's all the same. If it's feasible medically, do a Kelei HaChayal. If it's not feasible, then you don't. According to the Rambam, it's not true. According to the Rambam, it is only necessary to take that approach by your ledes. By a real bona fide chola, there's no need. You can do it mavish in a normal manner. You don't have to even bother to do things kalei achayat. How do we pass in the halacha and the shayla? So let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in the third of the Ramakamos. In Arachayim and Simen Shin Kav Ches, if you day, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Kishemachal in Shabbos al-Chedesh Eish B'Sakana, when you have any concern with Chedesh Eish B'Sakana, Nishtadlin Shalom La'asos Aydei Yehudi. First thing the Shulchan Aruch says is, don't run around looking for a guy. Not a good idea. We'll see why we should or should not do that. Not a good idea. Or don't do it idiktanim. Don't ask your child to do it. Vinoshim. Don't ask the women. Don't have the attitude that, let the women do this. They're too strong. We don't want to be mechashem. No, you're not allowed to do that. Elai de Yisraelim, gedolim uvnei das. Rather, Chil Shabbos has to take place through full-fledged Jews who are over the age of bar mitzvah, who are bnei das, who know exactly what they're doing. They're the ones to be mechal Shabbos. Why not? Why do we have to go out of our way to almost do it? Why don't we delegate? Let the kids do it. So Chazal were concerned that if you start delegating to Goch Nefesh to other people, what's going to happen? Next time we'll have a Chayla, and there won't be a kid around. So someone's going to say, well, last time the rabbi didn't want to turn on the lights, there must be there's something wrong here. He looked around for the guy, looked around for the cup, and looked around for somebody else. So in order to not to give off that mistaken impression, which itself could lead to Goch Nefesh down the line, Chazal said, if I can't do it yourself, Aydei Yisrael, Gedolim, Aydei. So some Rishonim would say, when you might use the phrase Aydei Yisrael, Gedolim, some say Gedolim doesn't mean over by mitzvah. Gedolim means Rabbonim, means the Gedolim. Gedolim. You have to have the Rabbonim, they have to be the ones in the Chol HaShabbos. You shouldn't delegate it to a regular person. Why? Because if the Rabbonim don't do it themselves, people are going to think, the rabbi doesn't really want to do it because it's really us there. So that's why he's asking the Balabasim to do it. No, you want to make sure everyone understands that even if the rabbi is on vacation, they better be Mechal Shabbos for the Cholim. So the rabbi is a special chiyuv to make sure to be the top of the Goch Nefesh. They say this about Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim, who's the rabbi Brisk, he would go around himself to the Cholim to make sure that if there was any need that had to be done, it wouldn't be to look around for somebody to do it. He would be the one. He'd not be over because according to many Rishonim, they think don't. The rabbis themselves have to take the charge and take the lead in terms of issues of the Goch Nefesh. So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention anything about the machinery. It doesn't talk about Shinuyim. V'yesh Omrim, now the Ramah begins to chisel away at the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says, Dim Epsha Lassos Tulo Dichoy, Uvalo Ichor, Ayede Shinuy, Osa Ayede Shinuy. Says the Ramah, if you're able to do it, Kalachayad, in an abnormal fashion, and it's not going to be detrimental, then you should do it, Ayede Shinuy. Then the Ramah adds on, Dim Epsha Lassos Ayede En Yehudi, Uvalo Ichor Klavos Ayede En Yehudi. He says that if you can have a goy do it for you, matoiv, that's better. So if you have an option to have a goy do it, it's not going to take long, it's not going to impact on the care of the cholah, why should I be mechal Shabbos if the goy can do it? Just as the Ramah is saying, just as why should I do it deraita so that I can do it derabanan, kiliyachayad, why should I do malacha biatzmi if I can do it malacha, ayde goy? The chay nogim says the Ramah, that's what our practice is. Avabamokum diyesh locho sheis atzalein yehudi en lastein yehudi, but the Ramah concedes, if you're afraid the goy is not going to be so efficient, you're going to dry around, you'll be lazy, so then don't go down that route. So basically, the Ramah paskins is that we bend over backwards to try to avoid Chol Shabbos, but we always have to walk this very, very delicate balance. We don't want that to become Chalila Goch Nefesh Mamish. On the other hand, if it's Efshar, Chalila's Achik Klal, in the way it's not going to impact on the Kiyot Chola, then you have to try to do it. Etc. So basically, what's appearing here is the machlokes Rambam and the Ramban, that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't make mention of this. Shulchan Aruch doesn't insist on shinuyim. Shinuyim were only instituted as a chumim with the Rabbanim by Yeledes, not by regular chayla. And the Rambam says it's not true. It was instituted by all chaylim across the board. So tell you, Ma'aseh Shulchan Aruch Chaylah, that this goes back 23 years ago or so. We were still living, we just got married not long before. We were living in the Heights, and there was a woman on our floor on Friday night who went into labor. So when the husband came knocking on my door, and he went, oh, what do I do? Call a doctor, call a camera, what's the problem? What exactly do I do? I said, relax. I said, number one, I said, we're going to do things. He said, Baruch Hashem, it's not like every second counts. It depends. If there's some kind of complication or something, every second can count. Most of the time, labor, first baby, is usually not every single second count. So we have a little bit. Let's do it. Let's make a phone call. We'll do a kiliyachayad. So we're about to make the phone call kiliyachayad. And then I said to myself, wait a second, hold on. This fellow who asked the shal have to be the sadi. So I said to him, wait a second. You're not mechuyif to the Ramos Chaynagu. He said, you follow the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, that there's no need to be Mishana. And then I said to him, good, you can make the phone call. I can't. You can make the phone call in a normal fashion. And then I stopped myself and I said, no, wait a second. This is the one case where the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch agreed to. This is Yeledes. This is not Chayla. If it would be a Chayla, then I would be right. This Friday could be make it. This is the Yeledes. But the Gemara says the after Mishana. This is our Gemara. This is about the oil. This is the Seirish. So we had a three-pronged approach to the story. At first, I thought, do a Kiliyachayat, like they did it. Then I thought, maybe no, incorrectly. And then I corrected my mistake. I said, no, we can go back to doing Kiliyachayat l'chaladeus. I kid you not, but as this was going on, so the woman's water broke. And then we let's cut the Rabbah out of here. Let's get this woman to the hospital. Anyway, Kach Havah, Baruch Hashem. And it all's well that ends well. If I'm not mistaken, that child who was born, and just got engaged. He's getting married. So 22 years later, that child's getting married.
What does the Rambam mean as the party?
Try to do it. This is not like putting on clothing in the 9 days. Like, just like, you know, try to do it. So again, the poskim are very, very adamant about this nekuda that the Rambam mentioned. It was obvious. The Rambam already mentioned before. This is hochel ma'askina. They're not being misafi, not delaying. Now, even within the world of delaying, there's delaying and there's delaying. Everything's going to take another second. It's going to take you another second to do a kiliyachayad. So one could argue that, well, what does it mean delaying is going to hurt you? Yesh v'yesh. So if Khalil, you're dealing with a heart attack every second count, and then none of this game, you get the person in ambulance as soon as possible, the fastest possible way you dial 911. But you're dealing with a case, let's say, the woman in labor, or a person who needs stitches, or, you know, different kinds of things that the immediate emergency is under control, but we can't wait to lift the Shabbos. We have to get this person to the hospital. We got to get it down. We got to get some kind of a medical assistance in here. But it doesn't have to be done in the next 10 minutes. It can be done in the next 11 minutes, and lomal of lomal in terms of one extra minute. So that's what the Rambam means. You have to try to do Mishana. So the most common application we have is Manazeh of Shinuyim that are acceptable, legitimate, and required Shinuyim are making phone calls. So if you want to make a phone call, make the phone call. Hey, what's the big deal? Again, if you have to call 911 for an absolute emergency, you just call normal. But if you have a little bit of time to play with, so then you do it. How do you make that phone call? You have to use a little bit of creativity. So one thing that you should not be doing is, unless there's no other hope, there's no other chance, it's very unlikely that the person left to actually drive on Shabbos himself. It's also from Baruch Shach. If it's an emergency that every second counts, you should be calling 911, not driving yourself. If it's an emergency that has a little bit of time, you can Uber, you can call a cab, call a non-Jewish cab to be able to pick you up. The Zman Hazeh, I think the most common application would be, you're trying to get an Uber. So you have to order an Uber Kiliyachayad. So maybe you want to practice that during the week. You have to do that. Yeah, okay, so we're assuming now that there's some kind of chol Shabbos and using the phone. I'm not sure what we want to call it exactly, but we're going to try to do a kiliyachayad.
Yeah. So we
talked about this a lot of times, about is it better to call a non-Jewish car service, thereby dialing 10 digits, 11 digits, one first, whatever it is, whatever X amount of digits you have to dial. Is it better to do that, And then you're also going to have a complication in terms of money, so you may end up having to be mukta, you know, what kind of other complications? Or is it just... Is there a bonus? All the world is there a bonus. Everything is collapsing out now. Or is it better just to go to Uber on your phone, which would avoid any money issues, and if you can figure out how to do it appropriately, so then that would probably be the best aid. So that's why I tell people today that if they're bottom line, they have to make a phone call in Shabbos. If it's to cook nefesh, so then if they have to call a cab, they should just download. It did have one. It was a thing of the past. So I can't recommend it. It had a lot of glitches to it. I think Lamaise in the world of Ubers today, it became almost possible.
You need to have a problem with it. Not a situation where you might not call a problem.
Well, if it's a mother shock, if it's not a major emergency, then you shouldn't be. First, that's good. Ask them. They should call a cab. They should call a cab. If it's a major emergency, the reason why you're calling it a toll is because you think a toll is faster and better. That's the bottom line. That's why you have a toll in that. So, I mean, you know, that's the mindset. So then they should call neither 911 nor an ambulance. They should call it Uber a cab and take a cab. Why should you hold up an ambulance for that? What would you do on Tuesday? Would you call an ambulance or would you just get in the car and drive? So if you get in the car on Tuesday, you should call it a cab. You should call it Uber on Tuesday. On Shabbos. That's the feeling of the night. So you have to just be a little, careful when you're, as I learned myself, when you're Ubering Kaliyah Hayad, literally Kaliyah Hayad, so it's very hard to press the buttons. They're very, 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 very tiny. You can make a mistake even when you're Ubering directly. So I was trying to get a cab to take me to a certain place, and I tried to get an Uber, and I typed in my address properly, but then as I'm trying to type in Kaliyah Hayad, the destination address, so I ended up putting in an address in New Mexico by mistake. So I had to backtrack a little bit. So I had to do it over again. Just be careful. That's not where you want to end up in the medical emergency.
You could
press
the button and then speak. Yeah.
So that may or may not be depending on what you think about speaking about Chassidim the Kol, what you think about Alexa and all that kind of stuff, about Malachas, that through voice activation. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, bottom line is the best strategy is, in whatever shape or form, again, if it's not going to be a question of nefesh, once you try to do it Kaliyah Hayad. There are some things that obviously cannot be done Kaliyah Hayad and should not ever be attempted to be done Kaliyah Hayad. If for whatever reason the person mamash has to drive on Shabbos, they're trying to, there's no ambulance available and there's no Uber available and they got to get to the hospital, you know, raise birth, have to drive yourself. So although there was some who wanted to advocate doing things in a funny manner when you're driving, the shum pun of the open one should not do that. One should just drive normally. It's not the time to experiment your elbows on the wheels. It's not time to experiment, you know, I'll try practicing, press the gas on my left foot, brakes the left. When you drive dead, you can try that. This is not the time to drive like you normally drive. What you cannot do is you can't do all the other things. I mean, you can't, well, I'm in the car anyway. I might as well pop on a shift while you're towing. No, that you can't do. You can't really explain this malachas. Unless the chayla is going to be so, unless he hears the shiur, he's going to be so agitated. So you have to be careful. You can't do anything that's above and beyond the call. So up until now, we've been talking about situations that are chalash yeshua sakana. If it's not a chalash yeshua sakana, then all bets are off. Then you can't do anything. Well, almost anything. What you can't do, if it's chalash she'ein by sakana, the chalash only she'ein by sakana, less sick, he's pretty sick, but he's not at all a risk to his life, you cannot do deraisa. That's like chayk layavim, to even dream of doing a deraisa, a rishav of deraisa, for someone who's not a cholish yesh b'sakana mamish, is absolutely out of the question. However, a cholish she'ein b'sakana may be permitted to do certain derabbanim. So that's very, very, very controversial. What derabbanim are permissible? So let's take a look at the third of the Mamre Kamos, the second paragraph from the third of the Mamre Kamos, the Sifya Zion. The person's lying in bed. He's not just has a headache or something. He's in bed. He's not miserable in bed. But it's Amos HaKona. The doctor came and said, looked at him and said, there's no risk. Nothing's going to happen to him. But Lamai says he's in terrible, terrible shape. So, or he has a pain. You know, he's not literally laying in bed. He's in such agony. He's walking around all right. He's walking around wincing in pain. So that's also considered to be like a cholah she'ein by sakana. So you have a lot of different opinions what you're allowed to do. So one thing you for sure allowed to do, omum lehen Yehudi lasus lo refuah. said you're allowed to ask a goy to do whatever is necessary. Goy can get medicine, goy can make phone call, goy can do whatever the goy has to do to if that person needs a bed adjustment, anything to make him more comfortable would be permissible. Ayadei goy, anything that's refuah for the chol would be permissible. About ein mechalav to Shabbos versus deraisa, but deraisa is out of the question. And now the Shulchan Aruch quotes four different opinions about what you can or can't do for this person vis-a-vis Surim Durabonis. Amili Achmas for sure Mutter, Deraisa for sure Osir, but there's a lot of in between. Can I do Durabonis? Bottom line, can I do things Derech Durabonis or not? So we pass in Halacha almost like a split sock. We pass in Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch passed this way, later passed this way as follows. If you do a Kiliach Hayad, bringing back the idea of doing things, if you do it backwards out of an ordinary way, that is permissible. So we're talking, dealing with not a chol sheyesh b'sekana, we're talking about a chol she'ein b'sekana, but you're doing it kiliach hayad, that's permissible. The only question is, what is it? What are you doing kiliach hayad? That's a major machlokes. So the Shulchan Aruch presents it that what you are doing is, you're doing an issa d'rabbanan kiliach hayad. It's like a double d'rabbanan. So I'm not lighting a fire kiliach hayad. I'm doing something that even if I did it normally would only be a drabbanan, and now to boot, I'm doing it in a kaleach hayad, so I've knocked it, removed it from the realm of deraisa, twice removed. Then and only then the Shulchan Aruch gives you the green light to do it for a chol she'ein b'sekana. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, you have to think 100 times before you can be mocked anything for a chol she'ein b'sekana. Amil Yachim is very, very lenient because it's ein b'maisa, you're not doing any action. So that we give a green light on. But a drabbanan a deraisa is only mutter if two conditions are met. It's a derabbanan and it's kaliach hayad. However, notwithstanding what the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah both paskin, there are poskim who claim that if you look carefully in the Rishonim, it's more than that. If you look carefully in the Ramban, it would appear even the araisas are mutter as long as they're done kaliach hayad. So when the Shulchan Aruch, when the Ramban, there's a source of this kula that you could do kaliach hayad for cholim she'im b'sekana, the Shulchan Aruch understood that to mean you can do the rabbanan kaliach hayad. And other later posts can be like Tal and Shabbam and others said, no, it would appear you can even do deraisa as kaliach hayad. One of the biggest sources of support for this lenient version on the back of the Ramakamos is the Gemara in Masechet Ksubis. The Gemara tells us in the fifth of the Ramakamos, Tanya and Marinus Oimer, Gonech Yeri Chol B'Shabbos, that a person who's a Gonech, he's very sick, he's very uncomfortable, and the doctor say he needs like some fresh milk, milk right out of the cow. So you're not allowed to milk the cow and Shabbos. That's what they're like, milk the cow and Shabbos, with the most opinion. But what he's allowed to do is he can mamash nourish from the cow. He can mamash put his mouth to the other. He can drink the milk directly. Why is that, my timer? Yonik mefar kiliach hayad. That's an abnormal, kind of normal human being. Nurses are from a cow. We're sure gonna. So that's such kiliach hayad. If a makam tzad l'gazir rabbanon, I'm a ravios and alach remarinus. We passed it like the skula, that you could do an act of chole, which is normally the araisa. As long as you're doing it, it's okay if you're in a lot of agony. This is the source for the Bekilim. This is the Gemara. The Gemara says, Temole, that even though Cholev would have been a deraisa, Afa Bechain is still mutter, b'makom Cholev. What? Right. But the Shulchan Aruch said you need a derabbanan, kiliach hayad. This seems to say even a deraisa, kiliach hayad. Unless you argue that Cholev is not a deraisa, even if it's done normally, which is some Rishonim say. So there's a way to defend this, to push away this raya. But again, many, many folks can make a halacha l'maisa. There are different opinions in Rabbanim and different Gedolei Poskim today. There are some, Rishon Mazam and Mekel, that if a person finds themselves in a situation where they have a cholosha ein b'sekana and they have a deraisa in front of them, if you can come up with a creative shinoi, you're allowed to do it. And others are not comfortable with that. Others say, no, follow the Shulchan Aruch, Shavua, and we cannot do that. Yesh v'yesh. This comes up very, very, a lot of these kinds of shahs come up. So I think Kedai Rishon Mazam and Mekel, those who are really stuck, have a right to rely on this kula. Even for their rights, as long as it's being done in a way that would qualify as a kaliach hayad.
If you can pull up the yeast, but if you're trying to do
kaliach hayad, but if you can't, then you can do it even normal.
But you have to
try to
do it for
the rabbanon, even for a cholah. For a cholah sheyesh b'sakana, yeah, you should do kaliach hayad.
For the rabbanon.
If you want to know you gain because you're making now a double drabbanan. It's a better to a double drabbanan than a single drabbanan. That's the big machlokes. That's the further machlokes. Very often it's hard to call something with the right drabbanan. A lot of things that are shaky. The phone call is not so partial. What it is. A lot of things are not clear. What they're out like. Something to the right. Driving a car is the right to believe from something. Moving mukhs is the drabbanan belief from something. There are a lot of things in the middle. Anyway, what we see from this whole sugya is that Kiliyach Yad is a very, very important principle in the Chashavet. It can cause us to almost like rethink Achon Shiesh Persekonis and cause us to do things in ways that we maybe wouldn't have thought otherwise. On the other hand, it can become helpful for Chosh Eber Sekonah to be master certain things that wouldn't have been what they're otherwise. So Kiliyach Yad works in a certain sense for us. So that creates certain chumus, creates certain kulas also, but it is an important principle in the Chashavet. And again, it does come up. So sometimes you have situations where it's a good Eitza, both for the Chol Shiesh B'Sekhana, and it could potentially be a good Kula for the Chol Shiesh B'Sekhana.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry, the...